Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot, 7-inch, core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for The Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
Are you or someone you love caught in the trap of sin, addiction, abuse, and depression? Are you experiencing fear, poverty, anger, or rejection? Those cycles can be broken. Christ will set you free. Loweda Rashke, a licensed ordained minister of the gospel and TV radio evangelist, will teach you how to know the truth and be free. John 8:32. Learn Bible principles to break the destructive cycles of sin, fear, or abuse in your life and walk into the destiny and identity that God intended. Watch Loweda's Be Free program on the National Impact Network on Dish and DirecTV, or listen to her Be Free radio program on KRVL 1230. Visit her website at loweda.org. That's L-O-U-A-D-A.org for information, resources, or to have her come speak at your ministry event. Loweda Rashke Ministries is a proud sponsor of the Cross at Kerrville radio program.
Many wonderful companies have donated their time and services to build the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden in Kerrville, Texas. We want to thank and encourage you to support these Christian-owned businesses. Jensky Incorporated, Vocal and BEI Engineering, Guadalupe Electric, Gardens at the Ridge, Billy Long Enterprises, Watson Farms, Love Creek Orchards, Danny's Tiles, Newsom Sprinklers, Alamo Crane, Mike's Crane, Mid-Tex Pumps, Tenon Drilling Company, STI, Ecotech, Deb Steel, Eagle Bronze, Jeweled Steel, and Max Griner Jr. Designs. Would you please support and join these fine Christian-owned companies by making your own gift today to the Sculpture Prayer Garden so construction can continue? This is good ground to sow good seed. Thank you for your prayerful consideration.
Welcome to the Cross in Kerrville radio show today. Well, we have actually he's not a special guest. He was the one that started this radio show, but he hadn't been here for a while, so I guess he's always special. Max Griner's with us, founder of the Coming King Foundation. And Max, good to have you here today.
Well, thank you, Roy. Thanks for letting me come back in here with you, wild
now,
people.
A lot of people know, of course, associated with the Coming King Foundation, but some may not know that you're also a sculptor. Tell us briefly a little bit about your sculpting business and how people can get in touch with you for that.
Well, I do just about anything to make a living. I'll mow grass, too. And I do painting, sculpture, jewelry. Got a degree in architecture from Texas A&M. But make my living primarily doing sculptures, paintings, drawings.
And you have some well-known people who have those, too.
By the grace of God, we've got President Bush owns my work. And I just heard that somebody gave President Trump one of the empty cross sculptures. Pope John Paul had my work, and a lot of
the pastors,
Mike Huckabee,
a lot of the television pastors,
Billy Graham, Franklin Graham, Pat Robertson, Oral Roberts.
But you also have stuff for the little guy too.
Hey, prices start at $4.
Yeah,
you know, and you know,
that's my price range. That's my price range.
If you're in the art business, you got to learn.
It'll be a great gift for birthdays, anniversaries, yeah. Christmas. Start early.
Yes, yeah, exactly. So, and we have all kinds of things, and mainly it's God things. I did a lot of wildlife and people and mm-hmm. nature at first. But God's kind of pulled me over into doing just his stuff.
Right.
And so that's what I've mainly been doing.
But, well, Max, you've brought along a great guest today. If you would introduce John Flowers, Ever Ready Electricity, and talk a little bit about him and what are some of the neat things he does.
I wanted to be here to introduce him because I'm the only one that knows the whole story about John related to the garden. And early on, when we built the garden and we got to the place where we actually needed electric power, and the first thing was the light and the cross when it went up in 2010, July the 27th.
Yeah.
You, Johnny, helped us put the light and brought light to the empty cross. And at first, that was about the only thing we had was that light, and we did have music that went 24/7 worship music. And you helped us bring worship music and light to the cross, and John and his wife and their company have donated all their services all these years, and he is really the man. I kidded him. He's with the JC Light and Power Company, and the JC standing for Jesus Christ. And but when he found out what we were doing on the mountain, he wanted to be a part of it, and so we just really loved Johnny and his company and his family, and got to meet a bunch of the great electricians, prayed for virtually every single one of them, I think. Some of them caught on fire, hadn't gone out yet. and to this day, they're still helping us do stuff. He'll be helping us get the line of Judah lit up here pretty soon when we place that on top of its base. And we got this new waterfall coming in that's going to be the Jordan River crossing. And Johnny's helping us figure out the lighting and everything on that. So he's an incredible man of God. He's a wonderful electrician. If you need a good electrician, we sure recommend Johnny and his company, Ever Ready Electric. What are the cities that you cover here? I know you cover Kerrville and what else, John?
Yeah, we go about a 75-mile radius of the Hill Country.
So do you go all the way to San Antonio?
We do.
Yes,
we do. San Antonio, Austin, New Braunfels. Marble Falls Junction.
So the whole Hill Country almost,
yes,
right?
Yes, we sure do.
Right, and you're a pretty big company. You got how many electricians working
with
you? At
any given time, 10 to 15.
Okay. Yeah, so you can do a job, and you can do it pretty fast and get to it, and you do big stuff, right? You did the HEB camp, right?
Yep.
You did Lady Lodge, and you did stuff. So he's loved by everybody.
And we do small, too. We have a slogan on the back of our vehicle that says, no job too large or too small. So
anything. You're like me. You got to do some of them small things, those $4 deals.
Right, exactly. Exactly. It takes it all.
Eat once a day.
Right.
You know, that's how you stay in business, by the way, people. If you ever want to go into business for yourself, you have something that just keeps working, in between the bigger things.
I joke that people say, we see your trucks around. I say, yeah, we drive around when we don't have anything else to do, just for advertising.
Just advertising. Plus, we pick up roadkills.
That's right. Yeah, whatever it takes.
You see an extra roadkill.
Well, let me ask you a question. I had some friends that were electricians a while back, and I learned a little bit from them, and I found out that not all electricians are created equal, and sometimes you may think you're getting a good deal on a job, and they're putting it to you, bidding it real cheap, and normally if somebody's bidding it real cheap, there's a reason,
yes.
And you're going to be glad that you had the guy that bid it the right way to start with. Plus, with electricity, as you know, don't want to mess around with the substandard electricity installations, right?
Absolutely.
And that's what happens. Things burn down, right?
Licensed people.
All licensed.
Yeah,
licensed
people. That means they know what they're doing.
How long have you been in business, John?
About 35 years now.
35. Okay.
You got it figured out.
Well, okay. It's not because of me. I give all the credit to God.
Right. Now, tell us about that a little bit. Where do you go to church?
Right now, we are at First United Methodist.
Okay.
Here, and we've done a little missionary work in Costa Rica with Ray Zirkle. I don't know if anybody's mm-hmm. familiar with mm-hmm. him. Good mm-hmm. good man. Really love First United Methodist. They really have a heart for people. We just took over the Mount Wesley campus, I guess you'd call
it.
We call it Light on the Hill, and we have many projects we're working on. In fact, we're working over there today, getting the laundry put in. So,
tell us a story on how God spoke to you to do all this stuff for the cross. Because there's got to be a story there, because that's a lot of money.
It's not a crazy story. Mainly, it's Max. Max,
that's crazy.
It is. And
I've heard that before.
I have... I knew Max a little bit back way back. I know that Max. You remember Storm Electric, Ed Mulvey, years and years ago. So I've known Max.
Were you part of that?
Yes, I was. Yeah, long, long time ago. Gosh, it was 80.
Yeah, we got here in 81. We got here in 1981.
Yeah, I got here in 82. So
okay.
Yeah, and anyway, no, just Max's his dynamics. I mean, he definitely is a guy who gives the glory and the credit to God. And I admire that because I know that's the way it's supposed to be. What we do for him.
So you know he's a real deal.
He is
the
real deal.
That's what I thought when I first met him.
Yes. The other deal is coming down from Max, just everybody that I see working up there, it's just amazing to see how everybody works together. And you have to be pretty much blind if you can't see God working amongst all of us up there. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So it's through that inspiration of Max as a person that prompted you to want to open your heart and your pocketbook to give this stuff to the cross.
Yes. I mean, I always feel like, you know, God is in control and he has given me everything I have and is in control of my life. And so I felt like that, you know, he wanted us to do it.
Wow. Well, so how did you choose the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden to be the recipient of your generosity? Because there are lots of good things, and they all probably need power.
Well, I feel like God showed me that through you. I mean, uh-huh. I could have said no.
Work here, do it here.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. He and uh-huh. It's very clear.
And that's a lesson you guys that are listening out there that I've kind of learned. There are lots of good things that need lots of money. They need lots of work. They need lots of help, time, resources. But God doesn't expect you to fund every single one.
Right.
You know,
right.
What you need to do is ask him, well, like, Johnny, should I help this group do what they're trying to do to lift up Jesus on that hill? And God's got that for each of us. You know, there'll be a different ministry, like Lueta's ministry, mm-hmm. and there'll
exactly.
be others that God will speak to you about it. And you really, that's the way to do it. Don't try to give a dime to everybody. Instead, instead, see where he wants
you
to focus.
You'll end up like me.
That's right, picking up roadkills. And but we sure thank you, Johnny, for that and for these years. And it's really lit up the mountain. And but you know, we've heard in these previous shows how at night it's so nice.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh,
that,
it's
beautiful.
It's unbelievable. Lighting is so important.
Right. And that's because of your help. Because before you got the electricity and the lights in there, it was dark at night, you know. Was just the one cross with the light on it, and that worked. But now it's a whole garden on top. You know, it's larger than a football field.
Beautiful.
And it's got all the sculptures and the way you've done the lighting and the ambiance. It's not like a car lot.
Right.
It's not so brilliant bright where you think you're looking at a car lot. Instead, it's lighted for safety, but then the highlights are on the sculptures, and you guys have done a wonderful job. And I probably should mention he's got an employee, Lincoln, and he is just an incredible guy.
Sure is.
And it's just you know, prayed for him for the power of the Holy Spirit, and he and his wife got all excited about God, and
still
I think
are.
They are. Okay. Good. Well. Anyways, everybody.
Well, and you know the story of the almost having to draw straws to see who would go up to the top of the cross.
Why don't you talk about that a minute?
Well, we just, you know, most of us are a little nervous about heights, and I am especially. But in a bucket truck, I can do it. But being how I'm the boss, I got to say, okay, I'll make the straws. And then we actually narrowed it down. I said, is there anybody who doesn't want to do this at all? I got about four or five hands. No, thank you. I'm good. But I think Jared Dom was the one who was like, oh, I like it. Just, I don't even need the straw. I'll just go do it. So he's done the last two that we've done. But it's just a really neat experience. It's a beautiful place. It's I know it touches so many lives. I love the fact of the different languages, the fact that there are international people that come. God is there. God is present. And
did you have any vision that it would become what it is now? Did you think it would become this successful?
I didn't. You know, I didn't.
You hope, but
yeah,
didn't.
I hoped. And with God, anything is possible.
It's got to make you happy when you drive by there or you go up there and there's hundreds and hundreds of people up there and you hear that there's thousands of people coming in every year and being touched.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, we had 118,000 here this last year, not counting the buses, which are now coming about every week. And so Kerrville's only 24,000.
That's pretty awesome.
But, you know, your deal about he didn't come because we were going to have all these people. He was being obedient to the Lord because the Lord said, help those people. And whether it was 10 or 100,000, you'd already said yes. And now, because of your efforts, there's fruit coming to Jesus Christ because of what you have sown in, Johnny.
Two things. Your company's name is EverReady Electric.
Yes.
And what's your website and a phone number in case people are listening, they want to do some business with
website you? Website is weewireu@hctc.net. And our phone number is 830-895-2148.
It's called EverReady Electric.
Yes.
The bunny.
Yep.
If anybody has any trouble finding him, just call the Coming King Foundation. We got his number, and we'll get him to you.
After it's all said and done, was there one particular experience that you personally have bumped into by accident or something up there and met somebody and witnessed something that was really special that happened?
I can't say that there's been any one instance, but just in working up there with friends, like when we set up for Easter 2 years ago, my good friend Glenn and I working up there, just the feeling of peace that you have up there. I love the Christ on the horse. That is a very powerful sculpture to me. I've got goosebumps right now immediately. But yeah, just overall, if you feeling Christ there is a must.
Well, I remember Max telling me, and I've mentioned this over the years, when he first told me that he was pulling a sculpture of the Lion, I think, or something, they were traveling with it somewhere and bringing it back, and that he would stop into restaurants or get gas, and people would gather around the sculpture. I never thought about that. But now when you have, how many sculptures you have now?
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
Seven or eight, nine. You have a concentration of the cross and eight sculptors in one place in a beautiful garden.
And it's free.
And it's free. And how can it not be attractive?
It's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Yeah. It is amazing. Well, Max, got Easter coming up, our Easter big deal coming up, as always, the 20th and 21st, Saturday and Sunday. We're going to have great music, great preaching. And
but just want to invite everybody to come.
I'm inviting everybody to come.
We're going to start at 11 o'clock on Saturday before Easter. We call it the resurrection.
And this is the 20th and 21st
resurrection
Saturday
celebration.
And the Easter sunrise service Sunday morning, early 6:30, 6 o'clock.
Right. We're going to barbecue on Saturday and yogurt and ice cream, I think. And then on Sunday, sunrise service.
We want to start talking about that. It'll be stuff on our website, which is what?
Yeah. www.thecomingkingfoundation.org. Thecomingkingfoundation.org. Plus, we're also now on Facebook and on Instagram. And so please come check us out.
And the phone number?
And the phone number is... What do we got? 928-7774, air code 830.
Here's Don Kennedy with Vistra's comments.
Ginger Fox Prescott said on Facebook, "Unbelievable. My husband and I happened upon the cross in 2014. So much has been added and done since then. It is truly a wonderful spot to get close to God. The sculptures are incredible, beginning when you first turn off the feeder road. From Mary to the nails... to Jesus washing Peter's feet, to the cross and the fountain where the King of Kings blowing the trumpet. I get goosebumps." 268 Kimberg from Tomball, Texas, said on TripAdvisor, "Beautiful. The prayer garden was absolutely beautiful and peaceful. My husband and I took our dogs and enjoyed walking around reading the scriptures and admiring the sculptures. There's a great view of the town as well. I'd like to revisit it when it's not as cold, though." Kat L. from Dallas, Texas, said on TripAdvisor, "A moving experience. This was my second visit to the prayer garden. In spite of a biting wind and cold weather, it was good to stop and spend a little time there. The prayer requests written on rocks alongside the pathway are humbling." Vilma Landrin de Guerva from Ronquillo, Colombia, said, "This is the most beautiful place in the United States of America. Every country should have a place like this. It is peaceful here. This is the only country in the world that has a garden like this. God deserves this and more because he is the best." Ben Argyle, a tour guide chaplain, said, "Susie and I have enjoyed praying and planting seeds at the empty cross. Since 2009, we have seen how God has greatly used the holy ground to bring awareness of him and salvation in Christ Jesus. I enjoyed praying and witnessing to visitors a few times there." An anonymous person from Tomball, Texas, said on TripAdvisor, "Beautiful. The prayer garden was absolutely beautiful and peaceful. My husband and I took our dogs and enjoyed walking around and reading the sculptures and admiring the sculptures. There's a great view of the town as well. I'd like to revisit when it's not as cold." John and Susan Hollingsworth of Tacoma, Washington said, beautiful and peaceful. And finally, Rolando and Vera Lopez, Palm Hugel, Texas, said, beautiful place.
We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If he ever worked miracles, he still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner, Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.